Please remain standing.
我们现在一起用心来向天上的神说话。
And let us prepare our heart and talk to our God in heaven.
这就是基督教所说的祷告。
And there is the mode of prayer in Christianity.
所以我们低头闭眼同心祷告。
Bow our head, close our eye, and quiet our heart.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
我们天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father,
全人类独一的救主耶稣基督
，The only Savior, the Lord Jesus of all mankind.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praise thee.
今天是你所定下的圣安息圣日。
For this day is the Holy Sabbath day.
你引导我们每个人来到这里聚集。
You have guided all of us together here to worship thee.
就好像旧约经文所说的
，Just like recorded in the Old Testament.
人能定下自己的道路
，We can set our way，
但是唯有你神能够引导我们的脚步
，But only God can lead us throughout the way。
今天我们来到这里，不管是自己来还是朋友邀请来
，No matter how we gather here this day，
其实都是你的爱
，But it's all guided by your love。
借着你，我们才能在这里献上我们的心与敬拜。
And through you, we can offer our heart of praise and offerings.
主啊，安息日原是你在创世的时候就已经定下的。
Lord, the Holy Sabbath is established by you since the time of creation.
原来是你自己所拥有，为了纪念你自己。
And it is a day to remember your work.
但是在3500年前
，But 3500 years ago.
你看到了被奴役属于你的百姓
，and you saw that your people were enslaved in a foreign land.
你怜悯他们充满了劳苦
，you have compassion of their labor.
于是你赐下了你的安息日，让人类能够一起来享受，一起来遵守。
And once again, you established a holy Sabbath day for them to observe and keep.
这记载在出埃及记的16章。
And this incident is recorded in Exodus chapter 16.
那个时候，甚至连以色列人的律法都还没有搬下来。
And at the time, the law has not been established yet.
所以安息圣日并不是以色列人的律法。
Therefore, the Holy Sabbath is not a law of the Jews.
而是因着你的创造。
But rather, it evolved from your creation.
因你爱在地面上属你的百姓，也赏赐给他们的。
Because you love your people in this world and set apart a day for them.
后来在出埃及记二十章，你颁下了十条诫命。
Until Exodus chapter 20, you established the Ten Commandments.
里面的第四条诫命也告诉我们，应当要珍惜并遵守你的圣安息。
And the fourth commandment is to keep the holy Sabbath and keep it holy.
主啊，我们感谢你今天给我们这么美好的天气。
Lord, we thank you for a wonderful morning.
又使我们有这一颗安静的心来到你的面前。
And then we can quiet our heart and gather here.
我们恳求你照着你所应许我们的。
We urge you to keep to your promise.
借着运行在我们当中你宝贵的圣灵。
That through the Holy Spirit they move among us.
让我们每一位来到这里的朋友以及弟兄姐妹。
So that everyone who's standing here today.
今天借着仆人所分享的真理。
And through the sharing of the mouth of the speaker,
能够使他们的灵苏醒
，so that their spirit can be revived,
能够使他们的心门开启
，and to open their heart,
能够使他们凡有耳的都听得进去
，so that whoever have ears can hear,
借此将你诸般的福气都赐给我们在座诸位
，and therefore bestow your abundant blessing to everyone seated here,
也将你的恩典赐给我们在座每一位心中所爱的。
And bestow your grace towards those you love.
我们这样向你祷告，求你垂听悦纳。
We pray in this manner, may you hearken.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。阿门。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
再一次欢迎大家。
Once again, I welcome everyone.
今天上午是我们的布道会。
This morning is the Ventricle service.
愿我们独一的主耶稣基督赐福给你们。
And may our Lord Jesus bless everyone seated here.
今天想利用一点短短的时间跟大家来谈一谈教会。
And in this short period of time, I'll discuss with you concerning the church.
不晓得我们在座诸位朋友一听到教会这个字
，And I wonder what you think about the church.
对于教会的印象或者是联想是什么呢
？And what is your thought and opinions on the church?
有些人以为教会的发源地啊，好像应该在欧美。
Some thought that the church first evolved in Europe.
其实更认识的人说啊，不对啊，那是在以色列、啊。
But actually, it first established in Israel.
所以因此有人说，教会应该都是以中东人或欧美人士为主吧。
Therefore, a church must be compiled of people from the Middle East.
也有些人说，那教会不就是拜一个外国神的地方吗
？And then claim some claim that the Christian church worship a foreign god.
所以我们看到，如果有些教会，他的教会里面有耶稣的像的话
，If you went to a church and there's the picture of the Lord Jesus,
你会发觉他们刻出来的耶稣像好像有白种人。
Or the sculptures, it can be referring to a white person.
好像有中东人。
Or a person with middle age, middle east features.
在南美洲啊，有黑人的耶稣像。
And even in South America, there are features like South Americans.
有些人会说，教会的人都蛮热心、公益，而且和蔼可亲。
And people might say that Christians are good and kind people.
有些人甚至说。那教会里面不就是挂着十字架的地方吗
？And some would claim that the church is a place where they hang the cross.
而且那些基督徒啊，很喜欢唱歌。
And Christians like to sing hymns.
它是翻译成 hymn 嘛，其实是 sing songs， 他们不知道那是 hymn 嘛。
And they will say they like to sing songs.
他们是用歌唱来敬拜神的。
And which means they praise God with hymns and praises.
其实这些说的好像都没错。
So all the above are somehow correct.
但这些都是表面的印象。
But all these are on the surface.
因为所谓的教会，其实跟哪一个哪一栋建筑物或在哪一个地点没有绝对的关系。
In actual fact, the term of a church is not closely related to a physical building.
既不在哪一个国家里面，也不在哪一座山上。
And it's not limited on any country or on top of a hill.
这个教会更没有分成所谓的东洋人跟西洋人。
And the church do not differentiate what sort of race.
教会也绝对不只是一个心灵寄托或者是抱团取暖的组织而已。
And it is not an organization or a fellowship group that people gather together and warm their heart.
更不是来成就一个个人名声。过来这里找寻另外一种慰藉、慰藉或者成就感的地方。
And it is not a place for people to gain fame and fortunes.
那么到底教会是怎么样的存在呢
？So what is actually a place for a church?
其实这个名词在新约圣经的马太福音第一次出现。
And these terms first came out in Matthew.
那这个第一次出现这个词啊，它的原文我念给大家听，叫做 Ecclesia。
And the original text is ecclesiastes.
这个 ecclesia 在原文里面，它是一个 compound words， 是两个字合成的。
And it compound of two separate words.
Ec 就是出来了 ，out.
Ec is out.
Ecclesia 其实是呼召、召唤。
And the second is calling.
所以 ecclesia 这个字原本的意思就是被呼召出来了。
So the church or ecclesias is called is that people who are being called out.
所以教会其实真正指的是一群人。
Therefore, the meaning of the church is a group of people.
什么样的人呢？是被独一真神耶稣基督所呼出来的，给召出来的。
It is composed of a group of people called by the Lord Jesus.
如果照着这样定义的话，虽然在旧约时期，什么叫旧约时期呢？就是耶稣基督降生以前的那一段时代。
So under this term, so before the coming of Christ, which is under the Old Testament,
其实就有教会的存在了。
The church already existed.
所以我们在旧约圣经读到，那一些从埃及里面被神拯救出来的百姓，那就是第一开始有教会的存在的组织啊，
which,
那一群以色列百姓啊。
Between the group of people that the Lord asked Moses to bring out of Egypt is the group of people called by the Lord, and therefore they are the church.
因为他是被神所救、被神呼唤出来的一群人。
Because they are a group of people redeemed by the Lord, or called by the Lord.
可是当两千年前耶稣基督来之后
，Then 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus came.
又借由他所赐给我们应许真理的圣灵
and through the promise of the Holy Spirit of truth,
我们更能够去理解教会是一个什么样的存在。
We can further understand what is the true meaning of the church.
我们先来看新约圣经以弗所书第一章的二十三节。
We look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
你们手头有圣经可以跟着翻，不方便翻圣经的不要急着翻，可以看这边呢。有经文出现比较快，用头脑思考。
So on the screen, there is
没有出现呢、啊，抱歉了。我刚才问执事，他说有啊。
那只是单词。
哦，好，那就如果没有看不方便翻的，你们仔细听比较重要。听啊。
So on the board, you got the book Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23. You can read it or you can listen.
好，以弗所书一章二十三节。
Ephesians 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里我们看到他的身体，这个他是谁呢？就是我们所听过的耶稣基督。
And his body refers to the body of Jesus Christ.
所以这里告诉我们，教会原来是耶稣基督的身体。
Therefore, the church originally is the body of Christ.
这是一个属灵的奥秘。
And it's a spiritual mystery.
基督这个字是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Christ?
它是两千年前的一个希腊字。
And it evolved from a Greek text.
它的发音是这样 ，Christos.
And it's called Christos.
这个字，基督就是救世主的意思啊。
And its meaning is Savior.
所以这个救世主的名字，救世主只是一个称谓。
But a savior is only a call sign.
那他救世主的名字是什么呢？神赐给我们叫做耶稣。
And the name of this savior is given by us by God, which is the Lord Jesus.
这个名字在圣经里面告诉我们是神定下来的。
And this name is given by God.
所以在使徒行传里面又有一节经文告诉我们。
So in the book of Acts, they recorded.
说天下人间。没有别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There is no other name under heaven that we can be saved.
我们唯有靠这个救世主的名，就是耶稣，才能得救。
Only through the name of the Lord Jesus that we can be saved.
我们刚才所读到的那一节经文。
And the verse we just read.
这告诉我们，教会是至高之神灵所充满的地方。
The church is a place that the highest, the glory of God appears.
因为那里告诉我们，那充满万有者所充满的。
For the fullness of him who fits.
充满万有者，没有一个人做得到啊。
So no one fulfill the fullness.
像小弟长得比较胖一点啊，我充满也只是这个位置而已啊。
I am a bit plump, but all I can have is this physical body.
所以充满万有者已经是超乎我们的物理知识了。
So the one who fills all is surpass physics.
充满万有者，只有那独一至高至大的神才办得到。
Only the one true God, the highest God, can fulfill this all.
所以教会就是神。充满的地方。
Therefore, the church is a place that God fills.
约翰福音主耶稣告诉我们，神是灵。
And the Lord Jesus told us in John, said God is a spirit.
所以再换一句话说，教会就是神的灵充满的地方。
That means the church is a place that filled by the Spirit of God.
也是救世主属灵的身体。
And also the spiritual body of the Lord Jesus.
而且大家注意，这个身体呀、啊，在原文里面是单数的。Single 不是 plural， 不是复数的。
And the church or the body is singular and not plural.
其实教会也是这一个至高的神用来拯救一切他想要救的人的地方。
And the church is a place that God wants to save those people He wants to save.
我们继续再来看另外一个经节。
We look at another verses.
我们请看以弗所书第三章第十节。
We look at chapter 3 verse 10.
第十节，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principality and power in the heavenly places.
大家看到这里的重点，借着教会可以得知神所有的智慧呀、啊。
So we can make known to the wisdom of God by the church.
所以我们可以知道，所谓的教会。不只是一个让世界上的人来认识独一真神的存在的地方，不是这样。
Church is not a place merely for us to understand the true living God.
更能使每一个走进真正教会的人能够去感受到，也领受到神预备赐给我们所有的智慧。这是什么意思呢？
But rather, it allowed us to whoever came into the church to understood the manifold wisdom of God. What does that mean?
其实大家可能觉得说有智慧就是好的。
You might think that wisdom is good.
所以小弟知道我们当中有许多的人常常向神求智慧。
And I understand most people would pray for wisdom from God.
可是大家要小心啊，其实圣经告诉我们不是什么智慧都是好的。
But in fact, not all wisdom are good.
这当然不是我们今天谈的主题。
But that's not the main thing we discuss today.
但是新约圣经告诉我们，所谓的智慧有分上头来的智慧，还有魔鬼的智慧和世俗的智慧哦，就分了三种啊。
The wisdom in the New Testament has described into three manner: wisdom from heaven, wisdom from the devil, and wisdom from man.
那我们现在所谈的，其实就是神的智慧，也就是圣经所讲上头来的智慧。
But now we talk about the wisdom from God, which is from above.
在教会里面，我们可以感受到什么样神的智慧呢？
So how are we going to feel the wisdom of God?
比如说，在座的好朋友、弟兄姐妹，你们坐在这里，现在这一段时间，就是要领受上头来的智慧。
For instance, we are all sitting here today is to receive the wisdom from above.
所以我们聚会，我们读经，我们团契。
Therefore, we have service, we worship, we have fellowship, and we have prayer.
我们去查考跟理解神的话语。
We study and understood the wisdom of God.
因为神就是智慧的开端。
Because he is the source of all wisdom.
除此以外，我们来到教会里面会遇到各式各样不同的人。
At the same time, in the church, we met with all different type of people.
人跟人的相处听起来是好事。
It seems good to have a gathering of people.
可是大家知道吗？人跟人的相处有时候也会带来很多的痛苦跟冲突啊。
But this gathering also create conflicts and arguments.
因为我们每个人都不是完美的。
Because we are imperfect.
我们有不同的个性。
We have different characters.
我们有不同成长的背景。
We have different backgrounds.
我们接受不同的教育。
We have different education.
我们有各式各样不同的观念。
We have different opinions.
所以有人说啊，人际关系会对人带来最大的痛苦。哎，有这个可能哦。
And sometimes the interaction between people can bring great pain.
即使在教会这个属灵环境里面，这种事情依然是无法避免。
In fact, this is unavoidable even in a spiritual church.
所以耶稣基督来才会教导我们，必须不断的去包容别人，不断的去饶恕别人。
Therefore, the Lord came and taught us to bear with one another and to love one another.
所以来到教会里面啊，有些人告诉小弟说，我不来教会啊，我的信心更好。
And some member told me that.My faith would be better not coming to church.
尤其是我们这个COVID-19 的时代
，especially in the time of this COVID-19.
有些人已经习惯了在家里面自己唱诗、祷告、查经聚会啊。
People already get used to be isolated at home to listen to sermons online and have prayer.
可是今天小弟在这里看到各位来了。你们很有勇气，你们很有感动，你们真的是主耶稣所拣选的。
But all of you here are courageous and strong because you have come and attend in physical form.
因为你们可以自己在家里，可是你们走到了这个地方。
You can remain at home, but you are willing to come and gather here.
你们知道吗？这原是我们天父耶稣基督他所希望的。
And this is what our Lord Jesus in heaven hoped for.
就好像一个父亲啊，他有许多的儿女。
Just like a father who have many children.
他不只是希望自己的儿女只是打电话来关心他自己而已。
He don't want his children to just call him by phone and online.
他看到自己这么多的儿孙啊，他们常常聚在一起，彼此关心，彼此招呼，彼此接待，这个父亲心里面就得了安慰，不是吗？
Because the greatest comfort for a father is see his children and grandchildren gather together in one place.
所以主耶稣在2000年前讲了一句话，他看到当时的耶路撒冷这么说了。
So the Lord Jesus said in 2000 years ago.
因为他预先看到了将来耶路撒冷的破败。
He saw what would happen to Jerusalem in future.
他就说啊，我很愿意像母鸡把小鸡招聚起来。
And therefore he laments, I long to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks.
所以耶稣基督不希望每一个人躲起来在家里面信主。
The Lord don't want us to hide at home and isolate and pray alone.
如果只是听道理的话，大家可以不用来这里，在家里面我们可以直播就好了。
Of course, we can stay at home and go online and listen to sermons.
但是大家知道今天来这里有一个更重要的意义吗？
But there's a more important meaning gathering here.
就是来看其他这些神所爱的人。
And to look at one another, those loved by the Lord.
来跟他们接触。
To have interaction.
来跟他们问候。
And to greet one another.
来跟他们互相关心。
And to care for one another.
所以主耶稣讲说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Love one another like I love you."
我们在这种爱以及人与人之间的接触，就可以去理解圣经告诉我们的话。
And during this conversation and fellowship, we will understand the real teachings of the Scripture.
也可以去练习我们已经懂的经文，但是我们生命还没办法实践的那一些话。
And we can learn from this verses and apply them in our daily life.
大家知道吗？要躲起来爱人很简单呐。
It's very easy for us to isolate.
要去爱那看不到的人更简单呐。
It's more easier to love those we don't see.
但是最难的是要来关心身边这些充满了缺陷，而且每天看到的人要爱他，就不是那么简单。
And it's difficult for us to love one another, those who can see all we have in
them. 所以，我们一起聚集在这个地方，体会神的爱。
Therefore, we gather here to experience the love of God.
也实践神圣的爱。
And to practice the love of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们要彼此负担。
And the Bible told us to bear with one another.
那当然，来到教会，你还会听到许多神迹奇事的见证。
And in the church, we hear signs and wonders and testimonies.
所以这些都是刚才以弗所书三章十节告诉我们的。我们借着教会可以得知神所有的智慧。
And that is why recorded in Ephesians that through the church we can understand the manifold wisdom of God.
接下来我们再来看以弗所书五章二十五节。
We look at chapter 5, verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husband loves your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
这里告诉我们，被神呼召出来的这一群人，叫做教会，原来是基督所爱的。
So the group of people that the Lord called out is the group of people that Christ loved.
我问大家，基督爱世界上的人吗
？Do you think that Christ loved the people of this world?
爱
，Yes.
那这里在强调的是什么样的爱呢
？But what sort of love is emphasized here？
就好像我们应该爱众人，我们应该爱邻舍。
Just like we should love one another and love our neighbors。
但是我们也爱我们的家人，是不是
？We also love our family。
一样，讲起来都是爱，可是就是不同层次的爱，不同类型的爱啊。
All the above are love, but love at a different level。
这里告诉我们，耶稣基督爱世界上的人，但是他特别爱在座。被呼召来感动来的你们。
Jesus Christ loved the people of the world, but he loved even more those he called.
基督爱世界上的人，好像爱一般的朋友。
He loved the world like he loved ordinary friends.
但是基督爱在座的你们，这里说好像丈夫爱妻子一样，愿意为你们舍命，也已经为你们舍命了。
But the love of Christ to those seated here to the church.Is a love so great that he can give himself or die for her.
所以教会就是一个充满爱的地方。
So a church is a place that's full of love.
如果我们还没有感受到的话，你从现在开始要更用心去体会，也要更用心去实践。
If you yet to experience it, then it is time for you to learn and to understand the true meaning of love.
有些人说我来到教会没有感受到其他人对我的爱。
Some claim that they never felt love in the church from others.
那么小弟现在奉劝你。
But then I encourage.
你可以先做一件事。
First, you can do this.
你可以先去感受神对你的爱，然后先去爱你身边的每个人，
First,
先不要等着他们来爱你。
Feel the love of Christ in you, then and then you start to love one others and not waiting for others to love.
我们一样可以感受到爱。
Because you can feel this love.
其实今天各位在座的好朋友，你即使还没有在我们这里受洗。
In fact, everyone sitting here, if you yet to baptize in the church.
即使你还没有感受到所谓的圣灵。
And you yet to experience the Holy Spirit.
但是小弟现在告诉你，你现在坐在这里，就证明一件事。
But I can tell you that by sitting here,
耶稣已经特别爱你了。
Christ already loved you.
你今天能坐在这里，是因为耶稣很爱你。
By sitting here, Christ already loved you.
不管你心里面对他的感受是怎么样
，regardless of how you felt towards him.
原来教会就是因为耶稣两千年前来舍弃他自己。
Because a church is what Christ sacrificed himself 2,000 years ago.
使我们不用再面临第二次的死亡。
So that we don't have to face death.
也是他之所以被挂在十字架上的原因。
And that's the main reason why he was hanged on the cross.
因为他的降临与代死。
Because of his coming and dying.
才有了我们现在所称的教会。
To establish the church we have today.
他死原是为了爱你。
He died because he loved us.
即使你拒绝他，你不想认识他，你觉得不需要他的恩典。
You might reject, refuse, or object to his actions.
但是他爱你。
But he continued to love.
他也已经爱了你了。
And he already loved you.
所以真正的教会就是那一些愿意接受耶稣代死与耶稣爱的一群人。
And the true church is a church where those who feel that Christ has sacrificed and died for them.
我们继续再来看新约圣经提摩太前书第三章。
And look at 1 Timothy chapter 3.
15节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I am delayed, I write to you that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
所以在这里我们知道教会的第四个意义是什么。
So now we know the fourth meanings of the church.
原来教会也可以被称为是这个独一至高神的家。
And the church can be called of the house of the Most High God.
每一个成为教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们就是在神家中的家人跟亲属。
And everyone in the church is belongs to the household of God.
我们没有血缘关系，甚至不同的种族，但是我们有属灵更亲密的关系啦。
We are different races, we have no blood relation, but within the spirit, we are one.House.
我觉得世界上最亲密的称呼，最好的称呼，不是总统，也不是校长。
So the most intimate calling of this world is not the president or a prime minister.
也不是公司的 CEO.
Or the CEO of any company.
我觉得最美好的称呼就是来到这个地方，我们彼此称呼为弟兄姐妹。
The most precious descriptions is.Called brother and sisters.
因为照着圣经告诉我们的，我们为什么能够称呼弟兄姐妹呢？
And the Bible told us why we are called brother and sisters.
因为我们同有一个在上的父亲。
For we have a same heavenly father.
加拉太书还告诉我们，我们还有同一个在上的母亲。
And the Galatians called us, book of Galatians told us.
那个在上的母亲不是圣母玛利亚。
We have the same mother, but that is not.
那个在上的母亲就是我们的教会。
And The mother that we have is our church.
神借着教会用福音生了我们，这是使徒保罗说的。
And Paul said that God, by the church, had begotten us.
所以我们在灵里面，我们是弟兄姐妹。
So in the spirit, we are all brothers and sisters.
旧约经文告诉我们啊，我们这种关系啊，比远方的亲戚更亲啊。
And this relationship is closer than any blood related.
大家知道吗？我们还有一个属灵的大哥。
We even have a spiritual elder brother.
我一直叫这个人叫大哥。
And I call him my elder brother.
因为新约经文告诉我们，他是出手的果子，是我们后来每一个人的样式。
And he is the first fruit, and he is the firstborn.
就是那个道成肉身，显现在我们眼前的真神耶稣基督，他是我们每个人的大哥跟模范啊。
And that is our Lord Jesus who came in the flesh and become our firstborn and our elder brother.
所以今天神的国度在哪里呢？
So where is the kingdom of God today?
神的国度既在天上，我们将来要去的地方。
It is in heaven. It is the place where we are going in future.
这个神的国度也继续衍生到神所创造的地面上来了。
And this kingdom of God is now on earth.
这就是神国度的一部分，大家知道吗？现在就在这里。
And it is here right now.
因为这里有神所爱的人。
Because here have the people.
这里是神的灵充满的地方。
It is a place that filled by the spirit of.
这里的人有属灵亲密的关系。
We have spiritual interactions.
所以地面上神的国度就是神的教会。
So the kingdom of God on earth is His church.
但是将来我们离世的时候，我们要进入到那神为我们预备永恒的地方。
And when we die, we enter into the heavenly everlasting place God prepared for us.
所以我们刚才读到了，这个家就是永生神的教会。
And this church is the church of the living God.
后面还有一段话叫做 又是真理的柱石和根基。
It's the pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以这个神的家在地面上。
So the house of God on earth.
还有一个神圣的使命啊。
Has a mission.
就是要去领受神一切的话语。
And they should receive the words from God.
不止我们领受了。神还叫我们要去把它宣扬出去，传达出去。
Not only to receive, but to proclaim.
但是大家不要忘了，要宣扬神的话，绝对不是只单靠这一张嘴，那是不够的。
Do not forget that to proclaim the gospel is not merely of our mouth.
所以圣灵借着使徒告诉我们，我们每个人都应该披戴耶稣基督。
So the Holy Spirit came through the apostles and encouraged us to put on Christ.
就好像把耶稣基督当成一件衣服穿在我们身上呢。
It is treating Christ as an outer garment and put on ourselves.
另外的经文告诉我们，我们身上都要带着耶稣的馨香。
And that another verse tells us that we must bring out the fragrance of Christ.
我们去宣扬他的话语，绝对不是靠这张嘴巴。
So when we proclaim His gospel, it's not through our mouth only.
而是靠着我们的生活方式。
But through our conduct.
靠着我们在生命当中各种决定。
And the decisions of our life,
让别人借着我们就感受到神的样式。
So that through us, people can experience God.
所以很高兴看到各位，你们已经来到神的家中了。
I'm so happy we are gathered in the house of God.
所以谈到这里，我们希望在座的各位朋友要知道所谓的教会。
So I'd like you to understand what is the meaning of church.
它就是这样一个存在。
This is how it exists.
但是我们不得不进一步。再去厘清大家心中可能有的一个问题。
But we still have to remove some doubt in our heart.
如果教会是独一神的身体，
If the church is the body of the one true God,
是那充满万有者所充满的，
It's the one who fills all in all.
那这个身体有很多吗？
So are there many bodies?
我们看到在某些宗教里面啊，他们的神啊，哇，有些呀，不只是一个脸啊，可能有四个脸啊，可能有好多脸啊。
In other religions, you might see gods with many faces and hands or legs.
哇，他的身体根本不一样啊！他可能有好多手臂啊。
And there are thousands of hands. There are different bodies to our imagination.
所以曾经有一个朋友告诉我说，既然神那么伟大，他的身体应该很强壮，应该有很多很多手臂啊。
So a friend talked to me that if there is a God, Almighty God, that He must have many heads, hands, and legs.
这个问题，神的家是到处都有吗？
So do you think that the house of God exists everywhere?
为什么？因为现在调查起来，世界上信耶稣的教派跟教会就有超过15000个以上哦。
Because the statistics tell us that Christianity denomination has about 15,000 in this world.
啊，比如说长老教会
，for Presbyterians，
浸信教会
，Baptists，
还有安息日会
，Seventh-day Adventists，
还有德国的信义会。
And the German,
还有英国的圣公会
，and the Anglican Church，
还有罗马天主教
，and the Roman Catholic，
还有俄罗斯跟中亚地区，我们就是东方正教会
，or the Jewish Orthodox Church in Russia，
还有好多好多的教派、啊、
，so the many denominations。
为什么有这么多的教派？大家读的都是同一本圣经，好像都在信同一个耶稣。
They all seem to read the same Bible and believe in the same Lord Jesus.
却要分这么多不同。
And yet there are so many differences.
这些教会都一样吗？
So are they all the same?
这些教会都会得救吗？
Can they all be saved?
那小弟问一个问题：如果这些教会都一样的话，那何必要分这么多呢？
I have a question: If all can be saved or the same, why there are so many differences?
所以照着神赐给我们的智慧，我们继续来思考。
So with the wisdom from God, we can ponder.
我们先来看一节经文。
We look at one verse.
新约圣经使徒行传20章。
We look at Acts of Apostles chapter 20.
28节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传20章28节。
Acts of Apostles 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Therefore, take heed to yourself and to the flock among the Holy Spirit has made you overseer to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这里又提到了另外一个很实质的定义，就是所谓教会的这群人是基督用他的血 所赎出来买来的。
Another practical definition of the church is the people that purchased by the blood of Christ.
所以今天来到神的教会啊，各位好朋友。
Today we come to the church of God.
但是如果你们想要真正实质上成为这神家中的一员，有一件事很重要啊。
But to be qualified to be called the household of God or a member of it, then we need to do something.
就是必须接受耶稣基督宝血的代赎。
And then we must be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
那这件事情要如何办到呢？
So how to achieve that?
借由耶稣基督自己做过的。
And through the demonstration of Christ.
借由众使徒也做过的。
And through the demonstration of all the disciples.
借由圣经里面所记载我们知道的。
And as per recorded in the scripture.
我们今天大家也做的事。
And that we have done this.
就是要接受耶稣基督跟使徒所行的那一套洗礼的方式。
And that is, we have to go through the baptism that baptized the apostles and Christ.
因为约翰一书的经文告诉我们
，In John 1 recorded,
做见证的有三
，There are three that bear witness,
就是血、水和圣灵
，And blood, water, and spirit.
这三也归于一
，And these three are one.
那三个见证如何归于一？就是归于在那一次的洗礼当中。
And this one is through baptism.
那一次的洗礼里面有圣灵运行，有耶稣基督的宝血，还有我们看得见跟摸得到的水。
In baptism, there is the physical water covered with the blood of Christ and abide by the Spirit of God.
那我们在那洗礼当中，我们可以被赦罪重生了。
And through baptism, our sins are forgiven and regenerated.
有新的生命。
And have a new life.
有新的身份
And new identity.
那身份就是可以成为真神的儿女 and, 这神家中的一份子
And this identity is to become the member of the household of God.
但是刚才我们看到使徒行传20章28节其实还有个重点
But another main emphasis of verse 28 is
那你告诉这些监督要牧养神的教会大家注意这个教会在原文里面它是单数的是阴性的
And that to shepherd the church, and the church is singular.
所以这个教会啊，在原文里面从来就只有一个是没有复数的。
So when you mention church, it always refers to one only.
即使它分散在世界各个地方，在它原则上它就是一个。可是不像我们刚才讲的15000多个，它不只是地方不同，而是内容信仰的内容不同啦。
And the church might be established in every corner of the world, but it all belongs to one church.But the 15,000 church we mentioned about, they all have different beliefs and
doctrines. 为什么只有一个呢？
Why there's only one true church?
其实从旧约神的比喻跟事件里面，就一直在给我们启示这样的道理。
And from the parables and indication in the Old Testament, already pointed to one church only.
我们来看创世纪六章十一节到十四节。
We look at Genesis,
圣经旧约圣经的第一卷，创世纪六章十一节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 11 to 14. Verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violent tilth. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh and corrupted their way on the earth. 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me.For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. 14. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and come in, and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
好，我们继续再看第六章的十七节到十九节。
17 to 19. And behold, I myself may bring flood waters to the earth.To destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of all life, everything that is on the earth shall die. 18. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wife with you. 19. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you, and there shall be male and female.
这个故事我们从小都听过无数遍。
The story of the ark are well familiar by us.
即使连不是基督徒的朋友们，可 可能也知道这个故事。
And even non-Christians also heard of this story.
我们不再去重复这个故事。
We will not repeat the whole thing.
大家要注意，这里有一个 ark， 这个 ark 没有第二艘。
But remember, there was only one ark that was built at the time.
可不可以有第二艘？
Can there be a second ark?
可以哦。
Can.
可不可以有很多艘？
Can there be many ark?
可以。
Yes.
但是神命令。神命令挪亚只造一艘，为什么？
But God only asked Noah to build one.
因为要让这一家人，算一算有八个，只在这一艘里面，而不是分成两艘各四个，不是分成三艘各几个。
So that this one family will enter into one ark and not into separate arks.
我们注意到，在洪水结束之前啊，这个大洪水结束之前，没有其他得救的方法。
And before the flood ended, you can find that there's no other way to survive.
各位，这个洪水是过去的历史，跟我们的现在跟将来有什么关系呢？这才重要啊。
So what is this flood related to our future is more important to us.
因为主耶稣告诉我们很有关系啊。
Because the Lord Jesus said it is related to us.
我们一起来看新约圣经路加福音十七章。
We look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章的二十六节
，verse 26，
二十六到二十七节两节
，26 and 27， Luke 17 verse 26， and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also in the days of the Son of Man. 27, they ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
好，主耶稣好像在讲创世纪里面这个故事。
It seems that Jesus is telling story from the Old Testament.
没有，重点不在过去。
But the emphasis is not in the past.
重点是主耶稣讲的在里面插了两句话，大家有看到吗
？It is what the Lord Jesus added to these words conversations.
他说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。这个人子的日子怎么样，是第一个重点啊。
So the thing is that what happened in Noah's day will happen in the days of the Son of Man.
好了，所以圣经第一卷中的这个方舟并不华丽，它不是一个豪华游轮的。
The ark built, the first ark that built in Genesis is just a simple a boat built by plank.
我们仔细想，这个人子的日子指的是什么日子呢
？So when are the days of the Son of Man?
各位你要看哦，这个原文里面是单数，就是那一天而已。
And it is referring to a singular day.
这个那一天在启示录里面告诉我们，就是主耶稣从天再临，审判来到。
And that day is the day recorded in Revelation that he will come again and judge the world.
我们现在所处的这整个时间空间就全部结束了。
And that is when the time and space we experience will exit.
然后圣经里面所讲的新天新地要来。
And then the new heaven and earth will enter.
那才是人子显现的日子啊。
And that is the days of the Son of Man.
所以我们现在就是要预期那个日子，因为主耶稣强调跟挪亚的时候一样。
But the Lord say it is the same to the day of Noah.
所以挪亚的日子就是两件事嘛，一个就是。当时的天地被毁灭。第二个就是有一批人怎么样得救，
and、
就是这两个重点而已，不是吗
？And two things happened in the days of Noah. That is, the world was destroyed, and one family was saved.
所以人子显现的日子，一个重要的事情，毁灭会来到。
So when the days of the Son of Man came, then the world will be destroyed.
还有第二件更重要的事情，就是有一批人会得救。
And then at the same time, a group of people will be saved.
他说像那个时候一样，所以这一批人怎么得救呢？是以一家人的形态得救。
And the group of people was saved because they are of one household.
我们刚才提到教会就是神的家。
And we mentioned the church is the household of God.
所以到时候的一家人啊，不是挪亚那个时候的八个人啊。
And this group of people or household of God is not eight people like Noah.
而是启示录里面所讲的十四万四千人，那是一个象征的数字，是所有神的百姓。
But referring to a symbolic figure in Revelation of the 14,400, which is a group of people that loved by God.
但是这么多人啊，也挤在一个属灵的盒子里面。
And this many people are gathered into one place.
所以今天我们称 真正属神的教会又给他一个称呼，叫做末世的方舟。
And therefore, the Church of God of the Last Day is the Ark of the Last Day.
小弟要强调了，你们发现呐、啊，这个末世的方舟还有一个特点。
And there's a uniqueness of this Ark of the Last Day.
就好像当初那个方舟必须完全照着神的样式来建造。
It is like the same ark that built by Noah, which is according to the dimensions and measurements of God.
今天我们这个末世的方舟也一样要完全照着耶稣基督的吩咐来建造。
Therefore, today the ark of the last day must follow the instructions of God.
刚才小弟提到那个方舟不是拿来享受的，所以它不是豪华游轮。
And the ark is not the place of enjoyments or luxuries.
我们真正的福气是将来到神的身边去的。
The most blessed moment is when we can.
所以今天大家在看神的教会也一样，一点都不豪华。
And today our church is not glamorous.
有次一个年轻人跟小弟去参观我们韩国的真耶稣教会。
There was a brother who went with me to Korea and visit our church there.
突然路过一个其他教派的教会。
And we passed by another church of the denomination.
你们知道吗？那一个教派的教会啊，是40层楼高的大楼啊，玻璃帷幕的。
And that church was 40 story high.
我们的教会呢，现在在这个学校租地方。
But our church now we hire a hall in the.
可是各位好朋友，你们来对啦，神爱你们啊。
Friends, you came to the right place. God loves you.
因为它不是豪华游轮。
This is not a luxury.
它不见得有最高大的建筑物。
We don't have the highest building.
它也不一定有最多的财务跟资源。
We don't have the highest resources or money.
它里面也不一定要装数千人。
And we don't have to gather thousands of people in one place.
它装着那属灵的一家人。
But what the church contains are the spiritual people.
所以今天教会比的绝对不是人数的多寡。
So the church is not to compare how many members.
不是组织的大小。
Or the big and small of an organization.
我们要重视的是教会实质的信仰内容跟它的属灵。
What we emphasize is on the spirituality and the true teachings of the church.
挪亚因信被神称义而得救。
Noah considered was saved because of his faith.
我相信今天在我们在场的每一位也一样因信而能够被神称义。
And I believe that everyone sitting here is justified by our faith and be saved.
旧约里面还有一件事实，也指出跟我们现在的教会有关。
Another fact happened in the Old Testament is same as today.
就是那应许的独生子以撒。
And that is the promised son Isaac.
所以在圣经里面一开始有一个被神拣选跟祝福的人。
At the beginning, there's only one person being selected by God.
这个人就是我们听过的亚伯拉罕。
And that is Abraham.
后来他成了在地面上属神这个民族的先祖。
And he became the ancestor of a group of people who belongs to God.
这个人又出现在圣经的第一卷创世纪里面。
And it happens in the first book of Genesis.
我们发现圣经记载啊，这个亚伯拉罕一开始有两个儿子。
At the beginning, he had two sons.
其实他后来总共有几个儿子呢？不包括女儿，儿子就有八个啊。
In fact, later on, he had more than eight sons and children.
儿子有八个，可是发生了什么事呢？我们来看一节经文继续思考。
But what happens after that?
我们看创世纪二十二章的第二节。
You look at Genesis chapter 20, verse 2.
请看创世纪二十二章第二节。
Sorry, chapter 22, verse 2.
我们请执事念。
Genesis 22 verse 2, then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him then as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you.
我问大家哈，神是不是有很深的近视眼呢、啊、
Do you think that God is short-sighted?
还是神有白内障呢、啊、
Or maybe he had cardiac.
我故意这样子在思考啊，神好像讲错了耶。
It seems like what God said here is wrong.
你们知道神在对亚伯拉罕说带着你独生的儿子这句话之前，请问亚伯拉罕有几个儿子啊？
So before God asked Abraham to bring your only son Isaac, how many sons that Abraham had at that?
而且全知的神一定知道后来还有好几个儿子要来。
Of course, God knew that Abraham had many sons to come.
可是神却说你那个独生的儿子。
But yet God said, "Take your only son."
在神的眼中啊，其他只是肉体的儿子。在神的眼中，亚伯拉罕只有一个真正的儿子，一个而已啊。
In the eyes of God, the other sons of Abraham are just physical sons, but only to the eyes of God, he only have one son, Isaac.
那个是神一开始预言也祝福的后代。
It is the one that God blessed and promised.
只有这个独生子能够真正承接一切神所祝福并赏赐的。
And this is the only son that can inherit his inheritance and blessed by God.
各位好朋友，所以我们知道，真正属神的教会必须完全照着圣经的内容而来。
Therefore, we understood now the church must be a church that followed.Exactly to the scripture of God.
不管是旧约圣经还是新约圣经，一定这些所有的内容就会形成一套完整的信仰。
Regardless of the Old or the New Testaments, what they believe on, the doctrines must be full and complete.
我们来看哪一间教会遵行跟执行这些内容呢？
Today, which church follow the teachings of the true scripture?
我们故意不讲真耶稣教会，请大家凭着智慧跟心来思考。
So let us put aside the true Jesus Church and think about all other churches.
你们眼前都有圣经啊，各种语言版本。
You have all different types of languages of scripture.
有哪一家教会完全执行的是跟耶稣基督跟使徒一模一样的洗礼
？Which church have conduct the same baptism baptized by Jesus and his disciples?
有哪一间教会跟2000年前在耶路撒冷一样？他有降下来应许的圣灵，是看得见也听得见的。
And which church today have the Holy Spirit bestowed 2,000 years ago?
有哪一家教会跟耶稣跟使徒一样，也照着诫命继续在遵守安息圣日
？And which denominations would observe the Holy Sabbath and keep the Saturday as the day of worship?
有哪一间教会是这样子像圣经记载在举行圣餐？
At which church conduct the Holy Communion according to the Scriptures?
也有哪一间教会照着主耶稣的吩咐，不仅是彼此洗脚，还把它当成与耶稣有份的圣礼来举行
？At which church now conduct foot washing like what Jesus did and treat it as a sacrament?
我不要讲下去了。
There are more to come.
各位好朋友，如果你知道世界上有另外一个教会也做这些事情的话，请你们告诉我，我要去那边啊。
If you can find a church that do all the above, then I will attend to that church.
我们继续再注意一点。
And we have to take note.
亚伯拉罕的儿子女儿很多。
Abraham had many sons and daughters.
这些其他的儿子也没有蒙受不同的祝福。
And they have other blessings.
有啊。
Yes.
包括那个以撒的哥哥以实玛利要离开之前，神都赐福给他，对不对？
And when he cast out Ishmael, which is the elder son, and God also blessed
him. 我们的天父就是这么慈爱怜悯，这么宽怀大度。
And that is the mercy and the compassion of our Lord.
即使在他的眼中，亚伯拉罕的儿子只有一个，是唯一的一个。
Although in his eye, there's only Abraham, only one son.
但是他一样祝福亚伯拉罕其他的子嗣。
But at the same time, he also blessed the daughters and sons of Abraham.
但是我们要注意，今天其他的教会跟教派有没有许多神的恩典？有的。
And today, other denominations have the blessings and grace from God.
就好像那个独生子以撒之外的其他弟兄姐妹，各有神不同的祝福跟恩典啊，对不对
？Just like those siblings beside Isaac are also blessed by God.
可是我相信大家有智慧，受恩典。并不等于就是承受神的应许。
But remember, receiving blessing doesn't mean that they receive the promise of God.
因为神也爱外面那些不是基督徒的伊斯兰教的朋友们。
Because God even loves those people other than Christians.
佛教的朋友们，道教的朋友们。
They are Muslim, they are Buddhist, they are others.
甚至那些深深相信世界上没有神鬼存在的朋友们。
Or those atheists.
所以神把日光、雨水、食物、生命都赏赐给他们了。
And God gave them the sun and rain.
所以大家一定要知道。
So remember.
蒙受恩典跟承受属灵的应许，这是完全不同的两件事。
Receive grace and blessing is different from the inheritance or the promise.
而且神为什么故意安排以实玛利、以撒这些例子
？And why God purposely recorded Ishmael and Isaac?
要告诉我们，不是先出生的。就是一定是承受应许。
This tells us that not the firstborn will always have.
所以我们看到世界上有许多的教派跟教会，他们存在的时间比我们还长。
There are many denominations existed more than us.
我们说我们真耶稣教会是承接使徒时代教会，我们是从使徒时代教会延续下来，中间断了这么久的时间。
We said our church was established was the revival of the apostolic church, but in between there are 2,000 years of gap.
所以教会也不是比时间长的。
So the church is not to compare.
因为如果这样子的话，承受应许的应该是以实玛利，而不是以撒。
If that's the case, then Ishmael shall be the one to inherit the inheritance and blessings.
所以这个也是在告诉我们，以后承受神应许的只有那一个。
This tells us that there's only one who can attend to the inheritance and promise.
另外，圣经里面也提到，特别是讲到耶稣基督有一位心腹，就是太太。
And in the Bible talks about the bride of the Lord Jesus.
我们请看以弗所书第五章的三十一节。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章三十一节
，verse 31。
三十一节跟三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 and 32. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
大家注意到哦，这里好像在讲婚姻夫妇。
It seems like it talks about marriage, husband and wife.
但是保罗却说，我是指着基督和教会说的，真正在讲的还有更深的含义。
But the true meaning of the great mystery is actually Christ and the church.
大家注意，这里的教会也是单数。
And church here is singular.
同一个信仰内容。
One faith, one belief.
有人曾经告诉我说，哎呀，地面上的王跟皇帝啊，有好多太太啊，对不对
？My friend told me that the kings have many wives and concubines.
我们天上的神是万王之王，万主之主，更厉害啊
！And since our God is the God of heaven, then He should have many wives.
所以现在世界上只有一万五千多个太太，这还算很少的啦。
So 15,000 wives is not much.
没有，这是我们人的想法。
This is what men think.
你看圣经里面从头到尾指的基督的太太妻子单数只有一个，绝对没有第二个啊。
From the whole scriptures, the wife of Christ is only one, only singular.
包括启示录十九章、二十一章都告诉我们，将来主耶稣要迎娶这个唯一的太太，就是属他的教会。
Even the last book of the Bible, Revelations, is book about coming of Christ to take his bride, and bride is only the one.
时间到了，我们要记住，圣经里面许多的比喻、启示和真理。我们都可以去思考，神的教会只有一个。
So we can understand from the parables, the prophecies, and the example in the scriptures, the bride of Christ is only one bride, one church.
我不要告诉你们这个教会的名字。
I will tell you the name of the church.
但是我请你们照着你们的智慧，还有神的灵的感动去思考。你找到哪一间教会有？你告诉小弟。
But use your wisdom and understanding of the scripture, and you go and find which church fulfill all these requirements.
所以最后我们做一个简单的结论：这个属神的一个教会要有什么样的条件
？So in conclusion, what are the requirements of the true church of God?
神既然用独子，又用新娘，又用身体来做比喻。
Since God called His church His bride, His only one,
都跟人有关，对不对？
And all, and beloved.
那我们想想，我们怎么样去认识一个人
？So today, how we know a person?
就是从这个人说的话以及他做的事。
It is through his actions and speech.
还有，是因为圣经雅各书二章二十六节告诉我们一句话，不用翻了，我直接念。
And in James recorded.
这就是我们生命对生命的认识啊。
This is our understanding of life.
身体没有灵魂就是死的。
A body without the spirit is dead.
因此，属神的教会
，so a church that belongs to God,
第一个一定只说神的话。
They must speak only the words of God.
神的话就是真理。
The words of God is the truth.
没有加入任何人意的修改。
There's no deviations and no plus or minus.
我们也不谈社会那一套，也不加入政治方面的。
It do not involve politics or things of.
因为我们相信神的道理。在无论哪个国家、哪个文化背景，都可以实践。
Because the words of God can be implemented in any country, every way.
第二个，神的教会一定充满了神的作为。
And secondly, a church of God must have the works of God.
所以每个人要活出耶稣基督的样式来。
And therefore, we have to work out the image of God.
还有我们人做不到的地方，就是许多的神迹奇事这些 signs。
And signs and wonders will follow his children.
包括医病、赶鬼、死人复活，很奇妙的事情，这都是神的恩典跟大能。
Illness are cured and cast out of demons and filled with the Spirit.
第三个很重要，既然是神的身体，一定要有神的灵充满。
And the third and most important, since it is the church of God, it must be filled by the Spirit of God.
这个灵绝对不是感受到的，也不是想象出来的。
And this Spirit is not an imagination or a feeling.
它一定像是新约圣经记载的，是看得到，是听得到的。
It would be similar to the gospel recorded. It is, can be seen, can be heard, and feel.
感谢主，你们去看看。哪一间教会有这些条件呢？
I thank the Lord that you can go and find which church fulfill all these criteria.
希望我们今天跟大家分享的，大家能够得到从上头来的智慧，能够清楚的分辨，那你就有福啦。
And I hope that through this morning sharing, you can receive the wisdom from above and to differentiate the right and wrong.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归给我们天上的真神。
May all glory and praises to our Father in heaven.
愿他的恩典福气归给在座的每一位。
May his blessings and goodness fall upon everyone here.
好，我们现在一起来唱诗。
So let's now rise and sing him.
赞美诗171首。
171。
他们小朋友替我们献诗给天上的主。
So we thank for the children choir to present a hymn to our Lord in heaven.
在教会里面的唱诗不是表演，不是只给我们听的。
Singing hymns are not to display or demo or to show.
是唱给主耶稣听的。
But rather hymns are presented.
但是我们在这里面可以同享感动与喜悦。
And we who listen can enjoy and touch.
主耶稣爱小孩，我想他很高兴。
Jesus loves the little children, and he must be happy.
即使他们唱得很小心，有时候也不太准。
Even though they are not quite perfect yet.
但是在神的耳中是最喜悦。
But in the ears of God, he would be happy.
好，我们现在要一起来祷告。
We have a prayer.
我们说过，神的教会有神的灵。
We say the Church of God must have the Spirit of God.
这个神的灵就像是新约圣经各处所记载，不是只有感受，是看得见也听得到。
And this Holy Spirit recorded in the New Testament is can be seen and can be heard.
这个神的灵叫做应许真理的圣灵。
And it is called the promise of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天之后，期待门徒要等候跟祈求这个圣灵。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commanded the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
现在他借着这样的形式住在我们的身体里，所以哥林多前书说，我们的身体可以成为圣灵的殿。
And therefore, the descendants of the Holy Spirit into us can become and turn our body into the temple of God.
当一个人领受了真理的圣灵
，When you receive the Spirit of Truth,
他会像使徒行传记载的新约经文所记载的。
It will be recorded in the Acts of Apostles.
他会发出奇异的舌音。
It will cause us to speak out in rolling tongue.
这个舌音没有一定的形式。
And there's no one type.
有时候神开人的耳朵啊，你会听到那个人的灵言，好像是在尊主为大，颂赞神。
Sometimes God opened the ears of others who can listen to the actual words of the Spirit.
但是大多数的时候，神不一定开我们的耳朵，所以我们听起来。就好像大水的声音，就好像是听不懂的话。
But most of the time, God will not open our ears. Therefore, when we hear the Spirit, the roaring tongues is like a roaring of winds and waters.
小弟在这里跟大家讲是，如果有朋友你来啊，不习惯这种祷告的方式，请不要害怕。但是你有一点疑虑是正常的。
So do not be afraid. Although you doubt, but do not be afraid if you have.Your first time here and listen to our prayer.
这就是我们所讲的灵言祷告。
And that is what we call the speaking and rolling of tongues.
你们知道吗？你们如果还没有经历过这种事情，现在时候到了，可以体验。
If you have not experienced it before, now is the time to take it in.
我不晓得主耶稣预定什么时候，每个人每个不同的时候，他会把宝贵的圣灵赐给你。
Everyone, God will.Give Holy Spirit to each one according to their time.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，我们应当充满的信心来渴求圣灵的降临。
But the Lord reminds us that we have to thirst and pray supplicationly for the Spirit.
到时候很多属灵的奥秘跟体验啊，不用话讲，我们就可以去体验了。
And with the Spirit of God, we can understand things are the mystery of God.
所以我邀请在座每一个好朋友，你可以出来接受圣经所讲的按手。
So I can invite friends who come up and pray and we lay hands upon you.
我们内心渴求神把圣灵赐给我们。
I really want God to give you the Holy Spirit.
已经有圣灵的，你也可以出来求圣灵充满。
And those with the Spirit can come up and pray to be filled by the Spirit.
你可以来求更多神的祝福跟恩典。
Oh, for more abundant blessings and grace.
主若愿意，会把这一切他准备好的都赐给我。
If the Lord willing, He will bestow His blessings and promises.
我们祷告的方式，已经有圣灵的，就直接用灵言祷告。
And those who have the Spirit will pray with rolling tongue.
我们当中还没有领受应许圣灵的，可以这样子祷告。
And those who yet to receive the Holy Spirit can pray in this manner.
第一句，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We will begin in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray.
接下来，我们就一直念着哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we continue to recite Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
为什么呢？因为我们不用做文章了。
Because we don't have to pray in old
words. 也不用苦于去思考我们要对神讲什么样的话。
We don't even need to worry what we're going to speak to God.
你知道你在跪下来之前，主早就都知道你的需要了。
Because the moment before you kneel down and pray, God already knew what is
needed. 他需要的是我们这种依靠跟谦卑的态度而已。
What He wants from us is our manner, our humility.
所以我们只要一直不断的口中赞美神。
So all we need to do is Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
如果神将真理的圣灵赐给你那个时候，你就会觉得你的舌头开始卷动、跳动，好像火在动一样啊。
If the Lord gave you the Holy Spirit, your tongue will twinkle and it will jump like fire.
那个时候，请你不要害怕。要感谢神。
That is when you do not be afraid, but
求神将圣灵充满你。
May the Spirit fill your heart.
我们现在就一起来做这样的祷告。
And now we kneel down and pray.